In 2017, the legislature imposed a new formula that requires one drop box for every 15,000 registered voters. And it requires at least one box in every city and town and every area recognized by the Census Bureau with a post office. Spokane County Auditor Vicki Dalton says the county now has 19 drop boxes, many of them at city and county libraries. She says the new rules mandate another 9 boxes. Most of those will go in the county's small towns, such as Waverly. She says one is destined for the hamlet of Town and Country in the north part of the county, which has a post office but isn't technically incorporated and has no public land on which to put a box. Another difficult area is Fairchild Air Force Base. Dalton says the Department of Defense doesn't want a box there.
When you look at Fairchild, there really isn't any place except the front gate that would even work to put a drop box, and then that becomes a security issue for them.
Dalton says the county managed to find 2 used drop boxes and has bought 5 others, total cost between $15,000 and $20,000. The state isn't writing the check for that, the county is. That's not Dalton's only concern.
Now we are going to be faced with drop boxes that are not well used, that may not be in as secure of an area as we would like them to be. It's going to increase our costs and the time that it takes to collect the ballots.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.